How do we best educate young adults about vaccines? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sue Ellen Hopfer, assistant professor of health, society, and behavior at the University of California Irvine Program in Public Health, discusses social media's role.
Human papillomaviruses, or HPV, are the most common sexually transmitted infections in the U.S., yet vaccination rates among young adults 18 to 26 have dropped drastically during the pandemic. Healthcare providers are now looking to social media to encourage HPV vaccination. As a public health communication researcher, I was motivated to study how HPV vaccine information could be effectively disseminated on social media. My team and I conducted an observational study to determine two things. One, how to build a social media following, and two, how do platforms compare when examining which one can spread HPV vaccine messaging across social networks. We looked at Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We used a push-pull framework to push or disseminate vaccine messages and anticipated pull or engagement from social media users. Knowing the difficulties that come with increasing engagement on social media, the team tested 12 messaging strategies. Results show that engagement with the online profile we created and its content increased across all platforms. We observed that Instagram and TikTok outperformed Twitter on several metrics. We also found that segmenting videos and emphasizing vaccine messaging with captions or questions, using more hashtags, posting frequently, and using tag and follow influencer strategies were most effective. To our knowledge, our study was the first of its kind to implement a vaccine intervention in a real-world message environment in the social media space. Findings further highlight the importance of studying health messaging on social media platforms, given that they function differently and certain engagement strategies work better to reach target audiences.
That was Sue Ellen Hopfer of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.